After 40 years of perfecting the most romantic destinations for two people in love, we knew it was time to create the perfect Caribbean escape for families, friends, and, well, everyone, right here at Beaches Resorts, where we'll take you inside our five-star resorts with exclusive insights and stories you won't want to miss. From tips on the best activities for kids of all ages, hearing from experts on how to plan your destination wedding, or hearing from our international chefs on where to eat because there's just too many restaurants to choose from. Listen in to explore the future of luxury-included travel and the best of the Caribbean. So kick up your feet, get some shade. This is the Beaches Palmcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Sandals Palmcast. We've got a great episode today, a really important talk. So many families deal with autism, Autism Awareness Month. And I just want to distinguish here that this is the Sandals Palmcast, but we're actually talking about beaches today. And Beaches actually is the family brand associated with sandals. And joining me today, James McAnally and Heather Epps is here to tell us all about what sandals and beaches specifically are doing when it comes to being autism friendly. So welcome to the podcast.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
I want to start with you, Heather. This is so important. I know so many families that deal with children with autism. Explain to us, when did Beaches become autism friendly? What does it mean to be an autism friendly resort?
That's a good question. So Beaches became autism friendly in 2017. For us, we believe that as a brand, we wanted to create a very inclusive environment. So my team and I in Jamaica here, we did a lot of research going through companies just to kind of figure out what's the right fit for us. And then we stumbled up on IBCCES, which is a company that provides certification for businesses in the hospitality industry. What that did for us is for all our team members, mostly our frontline team members, they got a chance to be sensitized to children that have special needs. And then we did a more in-depth training for our kids camp and our entertainment team members and also our water sports team. So we are certified since 2017, and then we did another recertification in 2019 that is more in depth in training because we saw the need to add more information to our kids camp team.
It is so important for these families. I know personally, have some personal friends that have kids that have autism, and making these decisions about where they vacation, it's so important because these kids have special challenges and special needs. I want to start with the three Beaches resorts in the brand. Heather, tell us where those are located across the Caribbean.
So we have Beaches Negril, which is actually located in Jamaica. We have Beaches Ocho Rios, which is also in Jamaica, but in the parish of St. Mary. And we have Beaches Turks and Caicos, which is located in the Turks and Caicos Islands.
So beautiful destinations across the Caribbean. Now, in 2023, you alluded to this, Heather, Beaches renewed that five-year contract with IBCCES, the commitment to advancing and maintaining this autism program. This renewal really included all this training that you kind of talked about. Have you seen an uptick and increase in the number of employees who have become autistic certified or have autism experience?
Oh my God. So the interest has spiked because not just Beaches, we have allowed the Sandals brand to be a part of the training, and the interest, I mean, it's overwhelming. We have persons here from the corporate office that I thought that, you know, probably wouldn't have been interested, but the response to the training is really, really good. And we have also opened it up to our partners at Unique Vacation and our call centers and also our tour providers. So this 5 year, what it did is it really allowed us to have more seats in training. So we will be able to touch every touch point within the transition to the hotel. So from the airport desk, from the call center. So right through the journey of booking, you have persons who are sensitized to children on the spectrum.
Now, since Beaches has become an advanced certified center, I mean, that takes a lot of time to get done. There are some specific offerings that a family on the spectrum can enjoy. Tell us about those. I mean, this is not a short process. You guys have been working on this for a very long time and really honed in on some of these activities that the families can enjoy.
So first of all, from the booking stage, the family has an opportunity to go ahead and speak with one of our special services agent, which there and then that will allow us to kind of get some insight on who is traveling, you know, special needs, where are they on the spectrum, and that helps us to actually curate a program before the child gets to the resort. Outside of that, we also have our Beaches Buddy program. So if it is that your child needs one-on-one care, we also allow that, you know, and also include them in some of our day-to-day activities. So they have that person who will be just their personal pal going in and out of the resort, the camps. And then we also have Julia, who is our Sesame Street character, who is also on the spectrum, and we do a lot of activities with her as well, just to provide that environment of inclusivity with the child or the adult. We also have our sensory guide for parents on our maps, which will allow parents to decide, you know, what areas is suitable for their child or the adult that will be participating in any activities. So it really is a process that we would have zoned in on just to make sure that everything is okay for the child and the parent, to create that comfortable environment so you don't worry or add any stress for your vacation.
We're going to transition to Jamie here in just a second. But Heather, while I still have you, you mentioned the kids camp. Can you tell me a little bit specifically about the kids camp?
So in regards to the kids camp is really an area that is designated for the children. And we also cater to the child on the spectrum. The kids camp staff, they are advanced trainers. So it's not just autism, any special need that we really are trained on, we're equipped to manage. In regards to that, we have curated activities, as I would have mentioned before, from the special services that we would have executed with the child. And if the parents want to join, they can allow that. This is an area too where the Beaches Buddy program really comes in hand, because again, if the kid or child or even the family wants to participate in activities that is solely designed for them, we will also make that happen as well.
Great stuff that you guys are doing. I want to transition now to Jamie McAnally. Jamie, welcome to the Palmcast. Tell everybody what you do specifically.
So thank you very much. I am the managing director for the Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas, focusing on the Beaches products. And again, I've been in Turks and Caicos now for, you know, over 10 years and have been able to see how beneficial this partnership has been since 2017. I mean, I have to say that some of the most personal and rewarding experiences and memories have come from our families that have someone on the spectrum. And, you know, being here in our resort, it's a pretty large resort. You know, we've got, as Heather was saying, our kids camp and our Pirates Island section. So we're handling children, particularly from all ages, from, you know, 0 to 18, as it might be. And, you know, having the ability to send out these pre-questionnaires and have conversations before guests arrive to really dive into what, you know, where they may fall on the spectrum, you know, and if it is that they would like that Beaches Buddy to have some one-on-one contact, then from the time that they get here, even before they get here, meeting that individual, having those conversations about, you know, what their triggers may be, what their comfort levels are in different situations. When we gear that experience to that child or even adult as it might be, and everyone gets to enjoy a vacation, it's something that a lot of people never had the opportunity to do.
Well, I really want to touch on that, Jamie, because you really talked about the emotion of this. It must feel so great to know that you're making dreams come true for these families who think that they can't go on vacation because they have a child on the spectrum.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, when we get on the phone or, you know, we're talking to some, we've had multiple Zoom calls, right? And we'll kind of go through, you know, the resort and Heather talked about it, the sensory guides around the resort. You know, it's active and it can be, and there can be little triggers that, you know, might set someone off. And, you know, what happens, you know, if something occurs, how do we make sure that that guest can feel comfortable as quickly as possible? And, you know, as mentioned, when you're talking about the training that we have been able to do on our property alone, you're talking about over 1,300 staff members that have been trained. So it's not just the kids camp, but it's that gardener, right? It's that maintenance person. It's that room attendant. So if they're going into a room to clean a room, there would be information before they, you know, have ever approached that room to state, hey, make sure you go at this time, or, you know, nap time is obviously very important, so we don't want to disturb the guests during this time, or, you know, when they're out at the pool, making sure that we've got a quiet, shaded area for them to, you know, enjoy the pool or with their Beaches Buddy. They love to swim, and maybe they've never had the opportunity to, you know, mom and dad have always been right there to swim and or build a sandcastle with, you know, with their child. And with the buddy there, the comfort level that takes over right away, you can just see the ease and you can feel how, you know, not only the parents, but the individual that may be on the spectrum is getting to enjoy a vacation that they never, ever got to have before.
Yeah, you and Heather have both talked about the Beaches Buddy program. I want to start at the very beginning of that. How do you pair these staff members and how does this all come together for the beach, specifically for Beaches Buddy?
Yeah, so that pre-questionnaire is important, right? And so we get all details about the individual that would be on the spectrum for, like I said, high performing, low performing, where their sensory guides are on the spectrum. And then from that buddy system, you know, male, female, age, you know, what, how much attention that they need, we can go through that and pair that with one of our highly trained counselors that we have. And so again, from the time that they get here at the resort, that person would be at the lobby to welcome them to the resort, right? And start to introduce themselves. So they, again, part of it is just having the confidence to be able to engage with the parents and with their new guest, and to where that comfort level is reached quickly. And then again, from that programming that they've had, from, you know, what time they would like to eat, what activities they like to do, there could be special dietary needs that are there. So that Beaches Buddy is going to know exactly what it is that they can eat and when they can and when they can't, working with the chefs and the culinary team to make sure the appropriate foods, you know, are delivered. And, you know, with food allergies and things of this nature, oftentimes coming into the equation, you know, it's a big piece of what we do also. So really that buddy is someone, it's a new friend, I like to say, that is there to look after and to help guide, you know, their vacation and their experience. So again, someone that might be on that spectrum in a low functioning manner. You know, we've had some guests that, you know, have been confined to chairs, or their mobility is impaired in some way. That person is with them the entire time to make sure that, again, they get to get around. And sometimes it's hanging out on the beach. You know, it's engaging with the characters. I know we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But it's to make sure that, okay, I'm out in the sun, I've got sunscreen on, I want to play by the pool, I want to hear, you know, what's going on. You know, we have different events and activities on the resort throughout the week. And some, you know, they wouldn't have thought maybe they would want to participate in. But when you have that Beaches Buddy that is there, there's no fear of if something was to happen or a trigger was to come off that they would be distressed in any way. We would be there so that they could then, you know, calm down and or, you know, enjoy the activity as intended.
You said something really important, James, that look, this process starts long before the vacation begins. And that's so important because that's really when you're taking kids on the spectrum out of their routine. You know, these families that deal with autistic children, and I have many personally, they think that they can't. You know, the right answer is, well, I can't go on vacation. I can't take my child here. I can't do this. What would you tell them to ease their minds and convince them that, in fact, Beaches is, well, obviously a very highly trained staff. And yeah, you guys have really done the work here as far as making families feel completely comfortable. But what would you say to those families that maybe have kids on the spectrum that they can in fact take a vacation and feel good about it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, our track record kind of speaks to it. We have a lot of success stories that we can share with those families, you know, on those initial calls or when we get those questionnaires, that sometimes we're asking a question that the parent didn't even think of, right? And when it comes to the activities, and I'm going to give it a quick example, right? So sometimes it is, you know what, the person is just enamored with the golf cart and or our bus that goes around the resort, and the buddy and the guests can jump on and ride that bus, you know, for what might seem like, you know, hours at a time. And it's really not hours at a time, but, you know, we're going to gear that experience to where they're most comfortable. So at the end of the day, they do get to celebrate their, you know, vacation. They do get to enjoy their vacation because they're getting to do what they want to do. They may not, you know, really want to go in and eat or watch the show at this time, but they might have not known that, you know, Julia has an activity, and or let's say Cookie Monster, another one of our Sesame Street characters for the younger ones. And as they get introduced personally to those characters, I mean, that's an experience that they never knew that they could have, and they get to have it.
That's awesome. You mentioned Sesame Street. Beach is celebrating 20 years with Sesame Street. Congratulations this year. And they've got those amazing characters, Cookie Monster and Elmo. You have added a character, though, that's on the spectrum to this diverse lineup. What can you tell us about that character? And then how is she utilized specifically on the resorts?
Yeah, so Julia is our character that is on the spectrum. Sesame Street has done a wonderful job of always being inclusive with the characters. And, you know, we've been able to have Julia be introduced to not only, you know, the children that are on the spectrum most often as we do, but what we'll do is we've set up actually activities with Julia, which is actually amazing art with Julia. I mean, it's fun. We do it typically outside in a nice environment. And then we're painting and we're doing activities and Julia is involved in the activity and the children just kind of follow suit, right? So she's a sweet, curious four-year-old with autism. She has her, you know, favorite stuffed animal that keeps her comfortable. She, you know, has behaviors of someone that would be on the spectrum. So it becomes familiar. And the parents, particularly when we do these activities and you see how they engage with each other, again, very comfortable and fun and at the pace that the children enjoy.
Well, being an all-inclusive resort, I was just about to say, it's a lot of sensory overload, especially for kids on the spectrum. Anything ahead of time that families can do to prepare for their visit? I know that these kids on the spectrum, they can be picky eaters. Again, the sensory overload. What do you recommend?
Yeah, so again, Heather had mentioned it before. We have a sensory guide for the resort, so we share that with the guests as well. We are a big resort, and there's a lot of activities that are going on, but there's a lot of quiet spaces and, you know, serene spaces as well. So with that sensory guide, we can, you know, kind of guide people to say, listen, at the stage at this time, you know, it's going to be loud, or the different activities that we have around the pool, you may want to participate, you may not want to participate. So particularly if you have a beaches buddy as well, we'll know not to go over there when there's an activity happening. But our resort is large enough that, again, I've got 14 different pools at the resort. So you've got a water park that has multiple different features in it. And there's some smaller, quieter areas in the water park that, you know, just have some fountains going off, or, you know, some smaller slides that, you know, are not intimidating. We've got some larger slides and a surf simulator for somebody that maybe never thought that they would get on it. And these are those are the fun stories that I always like to share, Randy, is that somebody didn't know, you know, maybe they were on the spectrum and they actually get to boogie board and bodyboard in the surf simulator, not knowing that they could do that. Not only is the buddy that is there, but the water sports attendant has been trained as well. And they're going to be right there beside the individual, you know, on the bodyboard, getting an experience that they never would have had otherwise. But that sensory guide is critical. And, you know, even from the restaurants, right? So Kimono's is our teppanyaki restaurant where, you know, you have the big open grill and it's noisy and you know, flipping rice and, you know, singing, and it's more of an experience than just a meal. So we have some earphones or headphones, I should say, that we can provide to family members that may be on the spectrum, you know, let them know in advance what the experience is like. Bring mom and dad in there, you know, put them on a table that maybe is in a section that isn't as loud, or set them up early before the restaurant gets rolling. And if they would like some headphones on during the experience, just to help them stay calm and not be overwhelming. Those are the small types of things that we can do to enhance their vacation experience.
Just so many details you guys have thought of. I want to toss that question. I want to go back to you for a second, Heather, because I think that you can probably provide some insight here about what are some of your recommendations too that families can do to prepare for their visits.
I think essentially when we have that pre-travel form, that also lends a hand for us to understand what type of child we're dealing with, and the families get a sense of comfort for the new families, like the families who haven't traveled. We tend to do more Zoom calls with them, with the kids camp manager, to present a sense of trust. You know, we go through step by step, because again, they're new parents, they're anxious, it's very new for them, so we want to walk them through everything. So at that stage in time, we'll let them know, you know what, these are our highlighted activities, as Mr. McNally alluded to. These are what we recommend. If it's, you know, the child is sensitive to noise, please take earphones, because again, we have our Sesame Street parade, and you know, you can stand at this section. So it's just a matter of giving them pro travel tips, just to bring headphones, stuff like that, stuff, the child's comfort, security blanket. We just go through all of that with them. And we tend to create that sense of inclusivity, so you know that your child will be well taken care of. Some parents even go to the extent that wants to do like a virtual tour of the camp, and we will accommodate same with them. So it's just a matter of letting them feel comfortable and let them know that we are indeed trained to take care of their kids. I think that in itself provides that level of comfort for them, and they're okay to travel.
Wonderful, wonderful advice from the both of you. Heather, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Let me be the first person to say thank you for including these families and doing such extensive training with your staff. So these families more than ever deserve some fun, and Beaches is the place to definitely have fun with your family. Thank you so much for joining us on the Palmcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Beaches Palmcast as part of the Sandals 40th Anniversary Celebration. See you next time.